Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's Anne-Marie. Wanted to pop in before we play today's episode to give you some context about what today's episode is about. So Businesswomen Australia and Industry Thought Leader Academy have partnered in a collaboration to offer two lucky winners one of two scholarships in the Core Business Foundations program, which is a business development program specifically for coaches and consultants. So today's episode shares a little bit more about what Core Business Foundations is, what you can learn through the lens of what often coaches and consultants struggle with as they're building their business. Whether they're just starting out their business and they've gotten a new qualification, new certification in their area of expertise and their coaching certification, whether they've been in business a while yet not happy with how their business is growing, it's taking too long, they feel like the world's best kept secret, or maybe you're just coming across from corporate and you know that you've got, you know, diverse expertise to be able to really help within a coaching, mentoring and consulting capacity, and you're wondering, how do I put all of that experience into a concise message, into programs and packages that continue to position me as a trusted authority in my industry? So this particular program, Core Business Foundations, is the program that can certainly help you. So we're excited about this. Maybe you are one of the lucky two winners. Find out more about how you can get your applications in and so much more. So without any further ado, let's share this particular episode, which was originally a webinar that we did to announce the scholarship launch. We wanted to share it with you, our special community here on the podcast. So without any further ado, let's get on with the show. This is Business Women Australia podcast, featuring industry leaders who bring their wealth of expertise from diverse areas to help you build a successful business. Now, onto the show. Thank you so much, Kathy and BWA. We're so excited about this collaboration. So let's share my screen so that we can share a little bit about what Core Business Foundations is and how people can get their applications in for one of these scholarships. So today's agenda, I just thought I'd share so you know what to expect and what we're here to do. So an overview of what is the Core Business Foundations program, how can this business development program help you if you're a coach, if you're a consultant in your business. I'll also be sprinkling within some of the slides some business growth insights. As always, as a teacher by heart, I always love to share insights that I've learned along the way. Then we're going to be talking with one of our premium members, Laurie Arnold, because she has actually had experience of working with me and going through some of the modules of the Core Business Foundations as she's launching her podcast. So we'll learn a little bit more about her business, her upcoming podcast, and how she's had experienced that. Then we're going to share the steps. How can you enter the scholarship? What you need to do. There's also an additional bonus that on behalf of BWA and Industry Thought Leader Academy that we wanted to offer during the scholarship period as we're taking in applications, and that everyone can benefit from today. So we'll share more about that. If there's any questions, we've got some commonly asked questions, so we'll answer those. But if we have any others, we'll certainly answer them too. And then Kathy will be wrapping it up for us. So let's dive in. So what is Core Business Foundations? How can this business development program help your coaching consulting business? Now, my own story, and not going to go right the way back, but my own story is something that I realize after talking to hundreds, if not thousands, of other coaches as well, is similar to my own. This is a copy of my very first business card. And as I look at it, it's rather embarrassing, but I started with AEC Office Services, designed that logo, and you know, back then, the internet had only just been created, and we were starting to get, you know, with the dial-in and so forth. That kind of shows my age. But the story that I wanted to share is really one that many other coaches who get their qualifications then find themselves experiencing. So after AEC Office Services, which was secretarial service, I decided to specialize in the area of careers, got my certification, a big congratulations. And then I was left thinking, well, what do I do next? What do I do to grow my business? Now, I'd been told, you know, you've got to market your business. You have to get your name out there. So that's exactly what I did. And back then, the Yellow Pages were still around. I'm not going to go into what that is for those who are thinking, what's the Yellow Pages? You know, the local newspapers, all of those kind of traditional advertising was there. Social media really wasn't there back then, but I really did continue to struggle to get clients who valued what I had to offer. I know many of you who are listening or watching this recording who are coaches, you've got diverse expertise that you're bringing alongside maybe a new coaching certification. And so the type of clients that you can work with and maybe who you're attracting doesn't see that value. And that's what I found. So I started to look at what some of my colleagues were doing in the career industry. That led me down the path to do more certifications because I did not feel good enough to position myself alongside them. So I thought, well, I'm going to do more certifications to be more confident, more courses. I even won international awards, but I was still nowhere near where I wanted my business to be. And as I looked at my colleagues in the career industry and other coaches, they were getting burned out. And the reason was because there were only so many hours in their calendar per week and they'd hit that glass ceiling and no more hours. So the only way that they really could increase their income, grow their business, was to take on more clients, which meant more hours, which they did not have. And that is what I did not want. So fast forward to now, I'm the founder of Industry Thought Leader Academy, Ambitious Entrepreneur Podcast Network, which is my podcast network. Been doing podcasting now for 14 years, coming up in September, October, and been dubbed the podcasting queen and award-winning podcast host and producer. And you may recognize my voice. I'm also the host and producer of BWA podcast. I'm named top 20 business coaches in Melbourne. Why am I sharing this with you? Because in a moment, I'm going to share with you what I learned, the changes I made in my business that have allowed me to create some of these businesses and opportunities. And this is really what I want for you as well. Now, I've also developed signature programs, which are courses, group coaching, membership program, VIP coaching programs, as well as consulting, including this core business foundations, which is the business development program that one or two of the scholarships that we're offering as part of BWA and Industry Thought Leader Academy, attracting my ideal clients who are ambitious coaches and consultants who are challenging the status quo in their industry by becoming an influential trusted authority. They already are a trusted authority. It's just that their message and their brand and their offerings now are being targeted to the type of clients who really will value what they have to offer as a coach, a mentor, and a consultant, so that they continue to become the choice versus just a choice with their ideal client, as well as collaboration partners. And today with BWA and Industry Thought Leader Academy, this is a collaborative opportunity where our businesses has come together to offer this to the BWA community. And those are the kind of things that you'll be able to do as well when you really get clear on the things that we're going to talk about, what is the core business foundations. And what I really love is it has given me a business model that gives me the freedom to do what I love: coaching, mentoring, teaching, podcast host of several shows, creative projects, and margin time in my week and my diary for learning and development. There's nothing more that I find delicious, if that's the right word to use, than to see my calendar where I've got some clients booked, but then spaces in between that I know that I can read, I can listen to podcasts. I can, at the moment, I'm going through and getting a little bit more confident in reels, but you know, that's what I can do because my time and my calendar has been set up, can do these wonderful projects and opportunities with incredible organizations such as BWA because of what I've put into place. And as I said, that is my goal for my clients and, of course, you today. Now, here's one of the most important lessons that I've learned and why I believe that I'd struggled and what I see a lot of unfortunate other coaches and consultants doing too. And if you have a look at, say, three stages of business growth, we have the lean stage, the leverage stage, and then the legacy stage in our business. Let's have a look at what is in the leverage stage. This is really when we're leveraging what we're doing in our business to increase our visibility, to amplify our message, to get it out into a much wider audience so that we become more known out in the industry and with our ideal clients. So we're often taught, you need to write a book to become known as that trusted authority. Start a podcast. That's going to amplify your message. Get on podcasts. Do Facebook advertising. Speak. All of these marketing things to help leverage and amplify your message. But one of the things that I identified, and it felt like I was starting every new client that I had was starting from a standing still point. I was exhausted because of all of the things that I needed to do in between them just getting to know me to they wanted to hire me. And I realized that when I looked at these particular areas in my business, got clarity around them, then consistently shared a message that spoke to these particular things and did it with constancy. So over time, the clarity, the consistency, and the constancy over time was when I was able to build the momentum that I needed so that I didn't get exhausted each time and burnt myself out with all the marketing that I was doing. And that was your lucrative niche, your signature brand, your signature system, your signature program, and your digital asset. Guess what? The area in the lean stage business, when I got clear on those things, each of these actually makes up the five pillars of the core business foundations. And that's why so many businesses struggle, because they start focusing, though they get their certification and then they think, I need to market my business and get my business out as far and wide as I can, the message and my reputation. But because they don't have these core business foundations in place first, it becomes very difficult for them to be seen as an influential trusted authority. So the lucrative niche, signature brand, signature system, signature programs, and your digital asset. Let's dive a little bit deeper into each of these areas, particularly around some of the common challenges that coaches and consultants often experience. And if you can resonate with either one or more of these in each of these particular pillars, then I highly encourage, let's dive a little bit deeper into each of these for you so you can get clarity and the things in place that will allow you then to step in where you can start to generate some, you know, some significant income, even in the lean stage. But then when you move into the leverage stage, you're going to be able to do that without burning out. So how can I niche my business when I'm offering the same services as everybody else? Some of you may have done some certification and coaching courses alongside some other incredible coaches who may have even become your friends, and you're thinking, well, how do I separate myself from what they're doing? How can I be unique and uncopyable in those particular areas when we're doing a similar, you know, service and expertise? Or maybe you're thinking, is there a best way to determine who my ideal client is? I'm sure you've heard of, you've got a niche your business, you know, the riches are in the niches, depending on how you you say niche or niche, but there's different ways of niching. You don't necessarily just need to niche or target a specific client. Yes, that's important, but there's other ways for those of you who are multi-passionate entrepreneurs. We love to do lots of different things and we've got lots of certifications. Something else that you may be asking too, and this is what a client of mine recently said, is how do I find out the words and phrases, the language that my ideal client uses to describe their dreams, their goals, their objectives, so that I can weave those into my marketing message, which I think is one of the most frequently asked questions. Yes, I know I need to do my market research, but how can I really find out? And this is something that I recommend all of my clients do, and I do quite regularly too, just setting up some more appointments, is ask them, and that there's a sequence and a wonderful process that will enable you to do this. But if you're asking one of these questions or even something similar, it probably means you need to identify deeper on who, you know, is your ideal client and where you really want to position yourself in the marketplace. The second module, the signature brand, this is something that we encourage you to focus on if you're asking yourself as a coach or a consultant one of or more of these questions. I keep being told I have to be authentic. But what does that actually mean? And where do I even begin? And I remember listening to a podcast interview where someone actually said this. My background is in personal branding by trade. That was what I was doing in the career industry. So to hear that really was a great reminder for me as someone who talks about how important it is to be authentic, because my signature brand archetype, my leading archetype is Explorer, which is all about finding out what is unique and authentic for us as an individual, and then finding a job you love, or with coaches and entrepreneurs, finding and creating a business that gives you the freedom and the lifestyle that you love and that you want to aim towards. And so it's a great reminder that what is being authentic? You know, what are the key things that I need to get clear on? What about this question? How can I stand out from all the other coaches or consultants who have similar experience and qualifications as I have? This can be difficult to do, but the signature brand will certainly help you. And how can my personal brand become a signature brand that speaks directly to my client so that I become the choice versus just a choice, the coach that they want to work with when they're ready to move forward? You identify the unique aspects that make you you, the things that are authentic for you, and you consistently bring them out in the experience that you create, your characteristics, your mannerisms, the choice of words that you sprinkle through, then that is how you will be able to stand out. And that's the signature brand module in the Core Business Foundations. Then we talk about module three, your signature system. Some common challenges that you may find that you're faced with at the moment is when we think about coaching, it's often seen as an intangible product, isn't it? Because intangible really means it's not a physical product. Clients cannot take home your coaching services. And so the question is, well, how do I take my services from a, yeah, that would be nice to have, maybe one day, to a, I need to have this. I must have this now. And your signature system is one of those ways that you can do that. You may also ask yourself, well, how can I position my expertise from all of the other coaches and consultants who are in my industry so that my services not only stands out, but I have a methodology, intellectual property that builds a reputation of its own. When you do this well, your signature system can become a sub-brand of your business. And I've even known coaches to take this signature system, and I often will plant the seed when I'm working with a client. So you do realize when we set this up correctly, and as you continue to build your business, this can become a certification that you can then certify other coaches who love what you do, who have an interest in what you're teaching, but they don't necessarily want to go out and create their own signature system. They want to represent yours, and therefore you certify them in your signature system, and that you license them to be able to teach this to clients. It's a great way of expanding your coaching, you know, and your team if you want to continue to expand your business. But if you create a signature system that is a unique methodology that others really becomes known in your industry, highly recommended in the results it delivers, the signature system in itself can be, oh, you need to go and go through this course or this particular program. Who is it again that delivers it? So it becomes a sub-brand when you do it correctly. How can I create a unique and uncopyable way to work with my clients so that they'll become intrigued about it, want to know more about it, and will want to invest in it? So when we look at our system, the services that we offer, or the steps we take clients through, this is something that we can create. And this is something that Laurie and I spent some time on. So I'm excited for her to share in a moment what that is. And so module four, then we've got your system. Then we look at, well, how can we develop that into different programs and offerings that will allow you to build your business in a way that gives you the momentum you need and that allows you to not have to just trade time for money, group coaching programs, VIP days, those sorts of things. So often a question you may be asking and a common challenge you're faced with is asking, how do I package my services into programs that clients will love and they'll want to invest in? And how can I take my one-on-one or one-to-one services to create one-to-many offerings, such as courses and group coaching memberships that don't require more of my time and that will enable me to scale my business without burnout? And this is so important too. Is there a best offer program that I should be offering first to start to build the momentum that I need to grow my business without stretching myself too thin or not generating the desired income for the amount of work needed to promote and sell it? You know, if you create a $15 ebook or a $27 program or course, it's going to take you just as long to market that as it is for a one-on-one project, one-on-one program. So there's different programs that you can offer that can really start to build the momentum you need. And of course, then get testimonials from clients who have really benefited from your services and your support. So there's a method to that. And then lastly, module five is what I call your digital asset. You may be thinking, what on earth is a digital asset? Well, I'm going to give you a snapshot of mine. And I know Laurie's going to share with you in a moment what we created for her digital asset. And this is a common challenge that I know many coaches and consultants often experience. Sure, you've probably heard the saying that the money is in your list. So you may be asking, well, how or where do I even begin when building my list of ideal clients? And not only that, but how do I nurture that relationship with my ideal clients so they go from just getting to know me to they want to hire me? And how do I continue to build that know, like, and trust with my ideal client while also create intrigue and desire to work with me? And that's where your digital asset comes in. And I wanted to show you a little bit of a snapshot of my digital asset, which is the Core Business Foundation quiz. You know, so often I'm sure you've heard you need to develop an opt-in, something that's free, something that someone can access, but that they'll need to give their name and email address. And so what often coaches will do is they'll create that free thing, but it has no relationship to the program that you can then offer them. Or it may not really have that much thought. And so you can see here in the Core Business Foundations, each of these pillars is a quiz, which then becomes a checklist. The things, well, in my case, I've identified it from the problem and the challenge that they're having, but you might develop one from what they're wanting to achieve, the outcome that they're wanting to achieve, which means if they cannot tick all of the boxes, this is a good indication that they need to work on getting clarity in those areas. So then it becomes a checklist. So we can also use this not as just as a way to build your list, but also a way to build know, like, and trust, build your reputation as that trusted authority, but also what I call a promise of expectation and a promise of value. You can support them in getting clarity in each of these areas. I want to dive into just go through the questions with your digital asset. How do you know if a digital asset or something like a quiz is going to help you? Here are the questions. And again, my questions have been asked from the position of that they don't have something in place. So if you can't tick these boxes, it means that there is a gap there. I don't have a formal process that nurtures leads into inquiries and ultimately clients. So if they don't have one, can't tick it, which means it's a gap. I struggle with building my list and generating leads. My lack of clarity and focus has stopped me from creating a giveaway that my ideal client needs and wants. The next question, I don't even know where to begin, or I've tried so many things, but nothing has worked. And then the last is, I have no idea how to engage people once they've signed up and are on my list to nurture them into clients. And so when someone has gone through that and they've answered the questions, so they can't tick it, or it's, or they have ticked it, and because in this case they would be ticking it if it's a gap, then at the end I've got, yes, I'm ready. I want a clear plan and steps on how to nurture leads and inquiries into paying customers. It's now created some intrigue. Well, how do I do that then? And so it really is the first port of call, and them just getting to know what you know, can support them with. And it often speaks right into what they're struggling with, and something that you can use this quiz to really further the conversation when they're in a sales call or a strategy call with you as well. And so when we talk about the digital asset as a benefit, here's why it's so important: that there are so many more coaches that are online now, so much more choice for your ideal client to consider. So here I just wanted to share some insights on why this is so important, not just the digital asset, but all of the things that we've spoken about in the Core Business Foundations, because your digital asset comes last because it has built and been built on the pillars of your signature system. Your signature system is a blend of the creation of your expertise, your brand, and the needs of your ideal client. So there is a formula and the sequence of the Core Business Foundations are important too. So the customer journey is just a path of strategic sequential steps and interactions that a potential client goes through with a company, that's you, a product or a service, to build, know, like, and trust. And I like the things in three, the power of three. So stage one is building awareness, stage two, consideration, and then stage three, decision. Stage one, awareness, is when your ideal client has an awareness that they have a problem. They have a challenge and they're out there looking for a particular solution. They're trying to educate themselves on, what do I need to do to overcome this particular challenge? And what's happened now is all of a sudden your content, maybe you've got a podcast like Laurie's going to launch shortly, you're sharing content that enables them to start to get some insights into why they're stuck. And then at the end of that article, the podcast, or whatever you've created, you say to them, by the way, access my quiz, and I've created some additional emails and some additional content to help you, support you in overcoming that challenge. So now what happens is they move into the consideration stage. They've downloaded your quiz. You're now sending them some great content to be able to dive deeper into some of the things that they're not even aware of that they need to have in place. They're considering your content. They're engaging with you, your brand, and your content. And then stage three, through the nurturing process, which could be a number of different things, podcast, follow-up emails, you might incorporate a masterclass in there, in your, you know, you'd call it a funnel. The decision stage is stage three, where you are inviting them to a call, to a masterclass. You're nurturing them along the customer journey. And a lot of times coaches don't have this in place, which is why, in a couple of slides I wanted to share you, you can automate a lot of this as well, which is exciting. You don't have to do this all to wear yourself out. But this is something that we all need to be aware of as coaches. When we ask the question, how many of your ideal customers are ready to buy? And so when we look at this particular, these statistics, this was shared some time ago from some marketers, and the statistics have, or the figures has not really changed. 55% of people are unaware that they even have a problem. They're not really looking for any solutions. 25% are aware that they have got a problem. They may be looking, maybe not so much. 17% are in decision-making mode, and 3% are buying right now. Now, out of that 3% who are buying right now, a smaller portion of them are your ideal clients. And, you know, if you think about 10 people who may be looking and who may be buying, only 3% of those, well, people are looking, only 3% of those 10 people are buying, and a smaller portion are your ideal clients. Only a few of those people are fast action takers. Some other people, depending on their buying patterns, may take a little longer. And so that's why it's important to have some form of nurturing process so that you stay top of mind. Otherwise, they may very well have forgotten about you. And the next time another coach may present something, they think, oh, I'm going to go with that person because you're not top of mind. So therefore, when we think about the customer journey, we recap that when it's automated, you can begin to develop know, like, and trust even when you're not there, which I know for coaches who often the way that they generate income is through their knowledge, expertise, their services. Hours in the day is something that if you can reclaim back because you can automate something is going to really help with your energy levels and how you grow your business. All right. So I've shared a little bit about core business foundations. I hope for those of you who may not have heard more about what that program is that we've piqued your curiosity, but I thought we're going to get Laurie in because she, as I said, you've Laurie, welcome.
Hello.
So you're in the process of launching your podcast. And one of the things that I'll often say is, yes, a podcast will amplify your message. It's in that leverage stage, the three stages that we spoke about. But if your message isn't already working, you're going to amplify a message that's not already working to more people. So message before make a model of the microphone. That's really important. So can you share a little bit about who you are, your business, and what you're going to be sharing on your podcast? Just to give people a little bit of context about who you are and what you do.
Of course, it's absolutely my pleasure to be here today. So I am a life coach and I specialise in relationships and marriage. And I help women who have been married over and over to reinvent themselves so they can be married to their soulmate for the last time. And that's the message that I'm sharing on my podcast is just married for the last time.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, there was such clarity and confidence as you shared that message. So I want to ask you, if you think back to before we started working together, in comparison to now, were you as confident? Were you as clear as this is who I'm going to help and this is how I'm going to help them?
No, I think I started coaching in 2019, became certified in 2020. And I've been, I don't know, like dabbling in niches and trying niches and doing all the things, of course, as a entrepreneur, my first time being that identity. And so, you know, I've been trying to create and then reinvent and get sidetracked and then get bored and try to find silver bullets. And it was so totally new for me that when I came across you 6 months ago and I heard that message about, you know, you want leverage, but you're not even at that lean stage yet, it kind of like hit me in the gut and I thought, oh yeah, I actually need to really go back to the beginning and do this process like cleanly now that I'm like my identity as a coach has been cemented within myself. Now is time to actually get really clear about who I am going to help and what my message is going to be. So it was like perfect timing for me to slow down to actually be able to speed up.
Yeah, I love that. And so as we mentioned in the presentation earlier on, the very first module that you would have then gone through was the lucrative niche, your ideal client, as well as we also said niching isn't just about looking at your ideal client, but also looking at how can I specialize my niching, my services. So thinking about that process that you went through, how did that whole niching and getting clarity around that, how has that supported and helped you?
It's just really helped me focus on who I serve and how I specifically can help her. And when I think about her, I feel like my message gets clearer and it becomes more laser focused. And it actually stops me from wanting to go too wide in my audience because I know that's what I've done in the past is I go really wide because I want to help everyone. But then it totally dilutes the message that I'm trying to actually bring into the world. And in actual fact, when I first started with you, someone in my close circle of not really friends, but, you know, on social media reached out and she said, oh my God, like your words are just so deeply resonating with me. And she ended up signing up and becoming a client. And that was because of the work that I had done and getting really clear around my ideal client. and who she was. Fantastic. Like, she was exactly it. It was crazy.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Because they're around there. They're circling around you. And what you tended to do was really get clear. And one of the, and I mentioned in one of the questions that coaches often will say, what are my ideal clients saying? We assume, don't we? Or we hope that the words we're using will resonate with them. And one of the modules in the lucrative niche is informational interviews. And so I know that you now are very aware of what is the language, but you've also spoken to clients or potential clients. How has their feedback continued to really inform you during as you were clarifying and really shaping your message?
I feel like it's just really helped, again, like just really bring that focus in. And every time I write a post or I do an email or I create something or I think about each of the pillars, it just helps me zone into just her. And so, like, I just have to imagine there's just this one person that I'm helping. And when I do that, it takes away all the noise. Like, all the chaos is gone. And it just brings me straight right back to like my little GPS point, like, here it is.
Yes.
So it's all been amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. So that's the first module. The second module then is your signature brand. And as I mentioned, you know, so often we hear, well, what is authentic to me? Who am I? And interestingly, one of the feedback that you got once you did the branding with archetypes assessment is that you are an explorer as well. And I believe a ruler, which is the exact same. And I kind of went, hey, okay, I'm really sorry. I'm not really sorry, because one of the things that you said and we understand is that as explorers, we get bored very quickly. We love bright, shiny new objects. And as we know, as business owners, focus is so very important. How has understanding your brand archetypes helped you?
Well, I think about just when you started this presentation and like straight away, I'm going, ding, oh, that's me, ding, that's me, ding, that's me. So even when you flip it kind of around, like I'm doing all these light bulb moments, like as your ideal client, it's because of the words that you're saying to me. And so when I think about my archetype, which is exactly like yours, it's just really given me a bit of understanding like of my personality and where I'm inclined to go off into an adventure, but also to see the strengths of my archetype and to really like lean into that and lean into those words, because my words are her words and her words are my words. And just really see, like, when you have that kind of magnetic energy or the words that resonate so deeply, that's like how you like they gravitate towards you because of that.
Yeah.
And I think the other side of that too is, but also realizing there's a limitation to my archetype and you know, like what's going to pull me off track and what's going to send me down a rabbit hole.
We can easily, as explorers, we can easily distract ourselves. We don't even need anyone in the room, do we? But what's interesting about that is, and here's this too, we with the archetypes that we identify, there's also a third archetype and there's a blend of different things. So whilst we may have the, you know, similar archetypes, there's other nuances that makes us very unique. So fun and those kind of things really come through. I see that coming through beautifully in the social media posts that you share as well. But I think one of the key things that often I find, and this really segues beautifully into the next module, the signature system, you know, as we continue to do personal development, professional development, even if we've got years of experience, I often hear so many women holding themselves back, playing small because of the lack of confidence in what they're doing. You know, we've heard the term imposter syndrome. And one of the things that I'll often say is that when you get clear on this and you identify your story, you identify that signature system, and I'll get you to talk about that in a moment, there's a level of inner confidence that comes through that it doesn't matter if anyone challenges you, because they can't challenge your story, they can't challenge your journey, and you just know in your knower that what you're doing, and you know, not Noah as in from the Bible, but Noah, N-K-N-O-W-E-R. We had a giggle about that, didn't we, in one of our sessions, that what you're doing is what you are doing, because you've got expertise and support to be able to do that. Take us back through that, the signature system, where we really started mapping out how can you help that woman who needs your support, who is, you know, is looking for her soulmate, but is unfortunately maybe putting barriers and blockages. As we were unpacking that, what did you notice in your confidence? Share it. Take us back to that.
I think it kind of started with the archetypes, really. It was that when I saw my, like, the strengths of that archetype, it actually helped me to see those as superpowers. And when I leaned into those as my superpowers, like, that's kind of where the self-confidence piece came in. And then when we started mapping through the signature system, you know, because the stuff's been circling me for years and I just haven't been able to see it. And it was just so scattered and all over the place that this process just really helped me to pull it all in and actually see it and realize, like, in having a conversation with you, like on our weekly calls, was how much I actually did know without having to type it, without having to, like, draft it out. It was all up here. But it was the way in which you guided through those, each of those pillars, that I was able to see, like, oh my goodness, like, this makes sense. And there's a journey, and this is where we're going to, like, we're going to go on this journey together. It's going to be amazing. So, it just helped me, like, not throw out the baby with the bathwater as such.
Yes.
And not have to reinvent it again. It was just like, you know what, let's just see what we've got and start the process from the beginning and then map it out in a very clear and concise way.
Yeah. I love what you said there. And the reason is because I think we can all relate to this. When we don't have the clarity and there are so many choices, it can be, you know, 100 different choices, it becomes difficult, doesn't it? We become overwhelmed. What do I need? Do we ask questions? Is this the right thing? And often when we strip all of that clutter away, we're left with something that it was like, wow. And it is, isn't it? You knew, because this is the experience that you went through. These are the steps that you went through, and you know that you now can help someone through that. So often it's right there. It's just getting that right support to be able to map that out. Mm-hmm. Talking about the signature programs then, this is where you really look at the signature system and then start offering. And as you said, you've already started to work with clients, because that's what happens when your message is on point. People will start coming out of the woodwork. They're always there, but I think I need to talk to you. So you're starting to work with clients already, and you've got this great content that you're helping them with. How has that, if you look back to previously as a coach, to where you are now with these things in place, what differences have you noticed?
I've noticed a difference in myself, really, like the way that I articulate my message, the way that I show up, just because I'm just so in sync and in alignment with what I'm offering and what I suppose what impact it's going to have on people and in the world. It's a huge boost in my own gifts and my own talents and sharing those with the world and, like, helping other people. So it's been an amazing process. Again, it's really significant in actual fact.
Yeah. And what's really interesting, I follow you across social media, the content that you share, you know, the reels, and we'll get you to share in a moment the different handles so people can go follow you there too. I mean, I can just see that confidence and that you really want to support people in that area, and you're already starting to build a tribe, aren't you, even the community on Facebook that you are creating as well. So that's fantastic. Love that. You haven't even finished the program. You haven't even launched your podcast yet, and you're already starting to work with clients. That's what I say to people. You'll be getting clients before you actually do that. That's just what happens. But then one of the things that I know really created a bit of a buzz was when you created, this is the last module, the digital asset, you created your quiz. Can you tell us a bit about your quiz and hold it up? I know that you've got that handy there. So what is this quiz?
Well, in actual fact, like, I had a few options, but I never really liked any of them. And so, you know, again, you were so helpful in showing me what your option was and how I didn't really have to go and reinvent the world. It's a very simple, you know, just like, here are your five pillars and here are some of the questions that you need to think about if you want to discover what your relationship blocks are. And so, again, just that process of here's the pillars, what might they be missing, where might there be gaps that they aren't aware of, and being able to zone into that to be able to say, hey, I can help you with those gaps.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just so super easy to fill out, super easy to see. And like it says, it's the first step towards transformation for them.
Yeah. And what's beautiful, and this is so important to, and I'll restate, is that your quiz is founded on the steps, the pillars of your signature system. So when you identify or help your ideal client develop the awareness around specifically where they're stuck and struggling, that's going to help them then take that next step. Well, do you want to work on that when you want to get started, kind of thing? But another thing that you said was really helpful, and this is where other people have, other coaches who now have quizzes too, if you're stuck with what piece of content do I want to create today, I think you said you did this too. Look at your quiz. What can I write? Oh, I'm going to tell us about how you else you're using your quiz.
You can literally set it up so that, you know, if you, depending on how often you post or how often you put out content, is, you know, one question from each of the pillars. Like you've got like that, that will give you, what do we got? 5 times 5. There's 25 days worth of content just in those areas. So, you know, and if you'd only do one post a week, well, you've got 25 weeks worth of content that you don't have to. Like it makes it so simple and so easy to do.
Yeah, fantastic. And exciting that you're using that. And of course, one of the things that you might do is a call to action, by the way, if you want to find out where the gaps that you are stuck, download the quiz, send them there. And of course, the next step, what we do is we say, you know, core business foundation, let's get that in place first. Then we layer the robust podcast strategy over the top of that. And of course, you're creating a podcast series that will accompany your quiz that'll provide even more, you know, valuable information as you're nurturing your ideal customers, know, like, and trust, and things like that, which is great. So I want to thank you for sharing that. It's exciting to do a check-in with you. And I mean, we've only been working, you know, a number of months on this, and already you're generating clients from that, which is exciting. What final words would you say to a consultant or a coach who's thinking about submitting their application for the scholarship for the Core Business Foundations, yet are not, you're still on the fence? What would you say to them?
I had that, like, if you're chasing your tail, you're trying to convince yourself you'll figure it out, and you, like, people might do eventually, but I just found that this was a very streamlined approach. It was, you know, it was weekly, guided by obviously an amazing mentor and coach where you've done it before, and even just the program itself, that's being able to visually, being able to see it and actually happening as you're going through it, and you're creating the same system for your clients. It's like amazing. So yeah, what you've developed is extremely high quality. There's just so much information in there. It's not overwhelming though. I think that's an important part of a lot of these programs, is that a lot of them can be, there's so much going on. And I would have to say it's one of the best programs that I've had in my toolkit, and certainly helped me to slow down, to speed up, and so I can take this message and really hone into it and serve my people. And I just think, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, fantastic. And you're an action taker too, and that makes a significant difference as well, you know, when you're putting into action. But what I find, I think, and this is with all of the us as coaches, with our clients, when we give, you know, when we are able to provide the right information and our clients are taking action, the transformation, you know, in some instances can be, you know, so quick. And it's a real honour to be able to support you. And how exciting that others may be joining us on the journey as well through what we're doing with BWA today. Thank you so much, Laurie. So I wanted to share just another success story from Kashmira Modi, who went through this program probably about 18 months, maybe 2 years ago. And I know that so many coaches and consultants, or particularly coaches, are often doing the hustle, and we get so exhausted that we end up doing nothing. We get so overwhelmed. So Kashmira said, previously in my business, I was hustling 80% of my working hours. She was marketing, she was putting out content. Everything else she was doing in her business was 20%. But today, after going through Core Business Foundations program, and I caught up with Kashmira probably, I'd say, about 2 or 3 months ago, she was saying that she's now hustling, those are the words she uses, 10% of the time, and she's creating 90% of the time value and serving her clients. So she's completely switched that. She's getting more bulk projects, and so not one or two short-term projects. She does consulting too, but 6 months programs along with high-level clients and projects and opportunities. So no longer is she feeling depleted and exhausted trying to get clients. And Kashmira said the Core Business Foundations program should be part of entrepreneur toolkits or MBA colleges, because it's a complete training. So I share that because I know some of you coaches and even consultants, you're exhausted by all the marketing that you're doing. And it's like, I got into this business to support clients, to help transformation, but all I seem to be doing is marketing, marketing, marketing. So this is a result that Kashmira has found in her business. And from what, you know, the other feedback that we're getting too, and Laurie also feedback too, that, you know, the content that she's sharing is consistent. You continue to do that over time and you will continue to build the momentum you need. All right, now let's share how to enter the scholarship to become one of two participants in the program. So here are the steps. So either record a short video. Now don't switch off. Or send an email answering the following 3 points and questions. And so just a little bit more about your business. Who are you? What do you do? So I'll give you an example, your area of expertise, your ideal client, how you help them, how many years you've been in business, the vision and mission, maybe your goals. So just a little bit more about your business. And we've given you some examples of what you might like to include in that. So either you can do this in a video or you can send an email answering those questions. The second is we want to know a few of the challenges that you've faced trying to grow your business from where you are now to where you want to be. So you may also want to share what are some of the goals and where are the things that you believe you're struggling with. So for example, maybe you've worked with a number of clients already, but you're exhausted by the time you have to sign a new client due to all of the hustle, the marketing and the work that goes into getting new clients from curious through that customer journey to close. Maybe you want to, you're ready to attract higher level clients. You know, in order to do that, you have to up-level your brand, your message, and the program so that you're seen as an influential, trusted authority in your field. So just give us a bit of an understanding of some of the things that you're faced with when it comes to challenges. And of course, where you want to be. And then lastly, we'd love to know, how do you believe that the Core Business Foundations program is going to support you in achieving your business goals? That's what we would love to know. A little bit more about your business, a few of the challenges that you're faced with growing your business, and then how you believe the Core Business Foundations program, the scholarship, is going to support you in achieving your business growth goals. So for those of you who have, you know, may like to send us a video, don't be put off by that. We can also accept applications via text, via an email. If you do want to choose to do this, it can just be you speaking from the heart, from your smartphone. In a moment, I'll share a link that Kathy has given us. It's an easy, streamlined way to do that. We do not want you to professionally produce it. In fact, we don't want you to do that. We just want you speaking from the heart. Lengths of time, anywhere from 1.5 to 3 minutes is perfect, anywhere between that. So what do you do once the video is recorded, or what do you do once you've written your submission? What then? Well, this is the link to where you can record your video, and it streamlines the process of doing that. You can do that on your smartphone and then email it to kathy@businesswomenaustralia.com.au. So go to https://app.vouchfor.com, and then just add a subject line, Core Business Foundation Scholarship Submission. I know Kathy gets a lot of emails, so that just makes it easy for her and her team to be able to put that all into a folder. If you are writing your submission, what then? Just write your responses in the body of an email, maybe just question one, paragraphs, question two, and then question three. Again, email that at kathy@businesswomenaustralia.com.au. Just pop the subject line, Core Business Foundations Scholarship Submission there. Makes it easy to file. So just some important dates. The scholarship application process is open from today, from right now, but you have until the 17th of July, which is the close date, to get your applications in. And then the team and I, the leadership team, and I will be going through the submissions, and we will be announcing the two winners on the 30th of August 2022. So just to recap how to enter: a video or an email answering the 3 points and questions, a little bit more about your business, few of the challenges you've been facing to grow the business, and how you believe Core Business Foundations Program Scholarship will support you in achieving your business growth goals. Now, remember I said to you that we, Business Women Australia and Industry Thought Leader Academy, has a special bonus for every single one in the BWA collective community, where everyone can benefit from today. And that is that during the promotional period, if you see that you can benefit from implementing the Core Business Foundations in your business through the scholarship promotion, BWA members can get 25% off. And we've not done this before. We thought we want to do something extra special for our community. What can we do? So this is what we decided to do. So 25% off Core Business Foundations program if you pay in the full option. All you need to do is go to industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/Core Business Foundations, use the coupon BWA25. Now, this is for members only. And if you're not a member, maybe it's a good time to become a member so that you can also take advantage of that 25% off. If you are a non-member, we also want to give you, as our gift, 15% off the Core Business Foundations program if you pay in full. Again, go to industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/Core Business Foundations. Use the coupon BWA15. That is right there, ready for you to take advantage of. Now, if you also submit your scholarship video or the email and you are one of our winners, guess what? We will refund your money in full. And the reason why we have done this is because we know that many of you are change makers. You have a message that you can share and really make a difference in your ideal client lives. So we don't want you to wait till go through the whole process of all that. We want you to get started right now. So that means you can start working on your Core Business Foundations today, get your scholarship videos or submission, your text in. And guess what? Even if you're not one of our two of our scholarship winners, you still benefit because of this special offer that is only available during the scholarship promotional period, which is until the 17th of July, 2022. So we hope that that gets you excited and that it's a I'm in. And then if you get your submission in and you're one of the winners, we're going to refund your money in full. So if you've got any questions, go ahead and type that in the chat box. A couple of questions that you may have that's quite common. Again, how long does the video have to be? Anywhere from 1.5 minutes to 3 minutes. We don't want it professionally produced. Go and use app.vouchfor.com. Very simple app to be able to support you. How much information do you need for you to provide to, you know, response to each question if you're writing a submission? Just a few paragraphs. You don't have to write a thesis. In fact, don't. I don't think, Kathy, we want to be reading through theses, do we? Just something that's concise. Bullet points will do as well. Just outlining the main areas that you believe are important for us to know. Keep it simple. That's the best way. Maybe you're just starting your business. You've heard me share about, you know, some of us and Laurie's had a business for a little while. If you're just starting your business, is this still for you? Core Business Foundations? Yes, yes, yes. You'll greatly benefit. Do not put an application in for the scholarship, or if you're interested in enrolling and taking advantage of the special discounts that we have during the promotional period, get in. That's what it it was designed for as well. Maybe you're changing your business focus and asking, is core business still for me? And the answer again is yes, yes, yes. You'll greatly benefit from core business foundations. Don't let a business change focus keep you from applying. Maybe you're just moving from corporate and you're still trying to find out how to put all of the diverse experience and expertise into a succinct message and offering. It's all over the place, if you're honest. Can core business foundations help you? And the answer again is yes, yes, yes. In fact, you'll benefit greatly from core business foundations. Get your scholarship in, get enrolled in business core foundations, core business foundations, and take advantage of those special discounts that we have for you.
Absolutely. And the other thing that you didn't mention is, how do they actually go and enroll and use the voucher?
So this is the link that we shared with you earlier on, industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/core business foundations. It will take you to this page. So we would encourage you to go and have a look at this page because it shares a little bit more about what's included. As Laurie was sharing, I am there weekly to do coaching live Q&As. So if you've got a question or you want to have a little bit of coaching, or you might just want to listen to others getting coached, we can always learn from others. Then, each week we're there. What I've also included, this is an extra bonus, and it's just been in the last few weeks that I've added this, is that every week, not only is there a live Q&A, there is a weekly productivity power hour where we just meet for an hour. We get together. There's no real talking other than we're going to just put in the chat comments what we're working on, and we are taking action for that whole hour. There's nothing more than having accountability in a group of like-minded people. But there's also some testimonials. Kashmira has even more to say, more about each of what's included in each of the modules and pillars of the core foundations. But then if you go down here, you'll see that there is join now. And if you wanted to take advantage of the percentage off, if you're a member or not a member, all you would do is click here, because we're in Australia. That'll take you through. Can you see this where I'm through and here? And then where the coupon code is, that is where you would apply it. And then the discount will be taken off. And then you just follow the instructions, you fill in the rest, and you will be immediately sent login details and so forth. You can be getting into the modules right then and there. So does that help?
Absolutely. Kathy? Thank you so much.
Good. I'm glad you asked that question so we were able to go through that.
And that makes it really clear for everybody so they know where they need to go.
Yeah.
So really appreciate your time, ladies. And Laurie, your experience has been fabulous. So thank you so much for that. So if you can just tell us again how people can find you, Laurie.
So I've got a bit of a weird one. My surname is Arnold, but after getting married so many times, it's like I forgot who I was. So I'm better off to go by my my first and my middle name, which is Laurie Cherie. My mother thought it was very very unique, all the E's. No one then can spell my name Laurie or I-E. So Laurie Cherie, L-A-U-R-E-E, Cherie, S-H-A-R-E-E, and you can find me at Insta or Facebook, my place is where I hang out. And I've also got a website, lauriecherie.com. And yeah, and in the membership as well. So thank you.
Fantastic. And that's the BWA membership. So you can find Laurie on the directory. And if anybody's got some questions in regards to the program and your experience, is that okay for them to reach out to you?
Absolutely. Happy to take any questions that, if they want to know more. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you so very much. And thank you, Anne-Marie. Really appreciate this collaboration with you, and looking forward to reading all these fabulous submissions and for two lucky ladies to be the winners and to be going through absolutely 100% fee paid for. So thanks, everybody. Jump onto the BWA website, so Business Women Australia, and .com.au, and check out all the events and the ways that you can connect with us as well.
You've been listening to Business Women Australia podcast. Want to become part of a dynamic collective of women who are passionate about business success and personal growth? Go to businesswomenaustralia.com.au/membership to apply. That's businesswomenaustralia.com.au/membership.